This is Minnesota News Network. I'm John Anderson. Governor Walz has signed the $1.2 billion bonding bill. That's 2 years in a row now that lawmakers have agreed on a bonding bill. And the governor says,
I think staying consistent in doing it yearly gives us a better momentum. I think it gives us better planning. I know that's more difficult. The legislature has their challenges with that. But I think from a budgeting perspective and an implementation perspective, the yearly bonding bills are a good thing.
The governor says passing the bonding bill is just the first step.
Once that's done and once it's allocated, we need to make sure we're following through. And as I said, bringing these projects in on time, under budget, making sure that the work on them remains safe.
The bill includes money for public safety, clean water, transportation, and housing. The University of Minnesota is proposing a 3.8% tuition increase for resident students for the 26-27 academic year. University leaders say the increase is in line with inflation and remains below tuition hikes at many peer institutions. The Board of Regents is expected to vote on the proposal as part of the university's budget package on June 26. The Minnesota Department of Revenue has announced guidance for homeowners for a one-time increase to the 2025 homestead credit refunds of nearly 15%. That was part of the tax bill passed by state lawmakers and signed by the governor last month. The Revenue Department says if you've already filed for your credit refund, you don't have to take action. If you still need to file, the department is updating its online filing system, and you can then file for your refund. The Minnesota Twins will hold a special pregame ceremony this Sunday to honor the Annunciation Church and school community. The ceremony will feature Annunciation faculty, staff, and students, along with members of the Twins Community Fund. There will be a special announcement made for the school at 12:45. The Salvation Army is marking National Donut Day by honoring veterans and first responders across Minnesota. The annual event traces its roots to 1938 and recognizes the Salvation Army's donut lassies who served donuts, coffee, and encouragement to American troops during World War I. Spokesman Dan Furry.
Part of what they did was bake these donuts. It was basically fried dough and dusted with sugar, and they were delicious. And in some cases even, because the conditions were so bad, they would cook them in a soldier's helmet.
The Minnesota DNR is hosting Take a Kid Fishing Weekend. The DNR allows adults to fish without a license this weekend as long as they take a child 15 or younger with them. This weekend also coincides with the DNR's pause in fishing license sales due to the new electronic licensing system. This is MNN.